Dr. Google can't fix your knee. The Joint Relief Institute can. Fast joint pain relief, covered by Medicare. Call 708-888-0000, as in zero pain.
Now we go up to Evanston. We were telling you about how maybe to do something in Chicago. Annie Coakley is the executive director of downtown Evanston. Hi, Annie. You're on WGN.
Hi, thanks for having me.
It's not like you're that far away. I mean, we all go through Evanston now and again, and depending on where you live.
Sure.
What's the status of businesses, the lakefront, the restaurants? In general, what can you tell me about Evanston right now?
So we are open, as much as we can be. We have a lot of outdoor dining options that we're really promoting. We're really trying to promote, similar to your last guest, the hotels. We have some of the great, hotel brands that are following all of the strictest protocols. We're really trying to encourage, our neighboring community residents to consider Evanston as a getaway. A weekend getaway. We have a beautiful beach, super clean. Of course, Evanston beaches aren't free. You have to pay, but that's actually why they're so clean, because that additional money goes to the maintenance and upkeep of them. So our beach tokens are available for purchase. We have Hilton brands and Hyatt House brands that are following the strictest protocol to make sure everybody's safe and clean. Our mayor has done an incredible job making sure and leading our efforts to reopen and do so safely. So we really do think, you can still experience that urban experience without the density that, maybe downtown Chicago you would feel there. So it's a perfect getaway location. And yeah. I know that you're a fan. I was told that you're a fan of Evanston. So.
Oh, yeah. But by the way, and it's lovely for one thing. You mentioned those two hotels, the Hilton and what was the other one that you said?
Hilton Garden Inn. We have Hilton and Hyatt House.
Yeah. So if I were going to stay, those are two options. Maybe there are others, but those are two of the major brands people would recognize, huh?
Absolutely. And on our website, downtownevanston.org, we have a getaway page where you can get information on all of our hotels and some of the other happenings. We are still going forward with some things. So like next weekend, we have our annual sidewalk sale. It's a little extended this year, so it's July 24th to the 26th. And on July 25th, we're going to have an afternoon at our Fountain Square, which has just finished a major rehab in 2018. We're going to have a DJ and some balloon install just for a little bit of energy. And there's tables and chairs out on the Fountain Plaza that are, 6 feet apart, and they're washed daily so people can feel comfortable bringing lunch and sitting out there. And then taking advantage of all of the deals. We have tons of jewelry, clothing, art, books, all of these independent stores that will have their deals out on the sidewalk.
Talk to me again about the beaches. Are your beaches open? The city of Chicago's are not. You can't go in the water. You can't go on the sand. You can ride or jog by, but the beaches that way are closed. What's the status of Evanston?
You can purchase a token and go to the beach in Evanston.
You can go in the water.
It's $8.
You can go on the beach.
Yeah. Okay. Yes.
And I've not done that before, though. So it's $8 for the token. And then that token, what, do you just carry that with you in case somebody asks for it? Or does that get you into the gate, into the area?
It's an admission. Yeah, you go through like a turnstile.
I see.
So Clark Street Beach is the closest beach to downtown Evanston. So you could spend the day at Clark Street and then come back to Evanston. Downtown, enjoy a meal outside. We have several, alfresco dining options. There's Terra and Vine, which is owned by Alpana Singh. Found, which is owned by Amy Morton, of the famous Morton restaurant family. She also has the Barn in downtown Evanston. And then we have a really wonderful Five and Dime restaurant, and it's our only rooftop dining option in downtown, and it's a great place to spend the afternoon with a burger and a beer, with some great views from the rooftop.
That token gets you in, so it's one token per person, so $8 per person per day, if you will, or per visit to the beach then, right?
Right, and then $6 for children.
Yeah.
Age 1 to 11, I believe, is free.
Yeah, that's an interesting way to do it, isn't it? Because that's a public beach, right?
Yeah, It is. You know, I think the city does get, there's often a lot of pushback on the concept that the beaches require an admission fee. But like I said at the beginning of the call, that addition, that money is collected to keep the beach super clean. And they've been doing this for years. It's not a new thing. This is not a COVID thing. It's for as long as I can remember, Evanston has had the requirement. And if you're an Evanston resident, you can buy a pass so that you can go for the whole season, and it's a little cheaper.
If I came up for the day, are there any parking tips? Like, all right, I want to do that, or I want to eat al fresco somewhere. Any ideas about how we should best do that?
Yeah, and go to the downtownevanston.org again website. There's a parking page. We have several parking garages, and you know they're very affordable, way less than you know a parking garage in other areas. So I think it's $2 an hour, and the first hour is free.
Huh.
So you can park in one of three public garages, and it's a very walkable downtown. So you can walk from.
Yeah.
Door-to-door, restaurant-to-restaurant, get to the beach with about a little over a mile from the edge of downtown to Clark Street Beach and back. So it's a great way to spend the day. And then, of course, if you're interested in a hotel overnight, as I mentioned, we do have some deals that are on our website. Some of these hotels are offering, like, staycation packages.
Give me that website one more time, Annie.
DowntownEvanston.org.
DowntownEvanston.org. Just a real quick call here. Will, I'll let you do a shout-out. You said you wanted to do a shout-out to Evanston. Why? What's up, Will?
Hi. I wanted to do a shout-out simply because on the 4th of July, which was about 12 days ago, my wife and I, Christine, were married in Evanston by Steve Haggerty, the mayor of Evanston.
Oh, that's so cool.
We met at the Evanston American Legion about 3 years ago, and when our big 250-person wedding got canceled on the 4th of July, we were able to do it at our Legion Hall. We had about 25 people. We were able to socially distance. My bride and I were wearing our masks as the mayor was wearing his mask as he performed the ceremony for us. Then we had a lovely wedding night at the Hyatt House Hotel right there in downtown Evanston. We don't forget to mention the Evanston Rose Garden, which is on Oak Street directly across from St. Mary's Church. We had wonderful pictures taken there after the ceremony, again, socially distancing and following all the rules. And we just had, now I lived in Evanston for 20 years before I got married, and so I knew about all these things, and I would just tell folks, Evanston is the place to be. Have a wonderful time in Evanston.
When the mayor says you may now kiss the bride, I guess you slip your mask down, or do you not kiss the bride?
Actually, literally, we have video because we live streamed on Facebook, and when he said you may now kiss the bride, we took our masks off and kissed each other.
Shocking. Shocking.
We literally did it that way.
How many people watched then online, would you say? Do you know?
We had some. We haven't seen the actual number, but we sent out the invitation to most of our guests to watch on Facebook, and we know that some did watch. She and I, we went on a short honeymoon. It was supposed to be a cruise. We ended up driving somewhere instead and having a nice time.
Yeah.
Came back, got tested the day after we got back, so we're still waiting for our test results to make sure we're good.
How long
but
ago was
we
that?
We had a wonderful time in Evanston, and like I said, we followed all the protocols. Mayor Haggerty came out and was very wonderful to do our ceremony for us.
Hey, Will, what's your wait time on getting the test results back, by the way?
Actually, we got tested Tuesday morning. We're still waiting.
Yeah.
We went to the testing facility on Forest Preserve Drive on the northwest side, and we haven't heard back yet. Now, we'd been tested about a month before, and they had some Army reservists there doing it then, and we had our results 24 hours later.
Yeah, a lot of you are getting it done by the Army Reserve. Nice story, Will. Well, congratulations to both of you. You are a model of civility we should all follow, sir.
Well, enjoy Evanston.
Yeah, nice of him to say. Annie, did you set him up?
I did not. But I do want to give another shout-out to our mayor. Mayor Haggerty is, his full-time job is an emergency management consultant. Wow. So I feel like we have been really fortunate to have him leading our city through, you know, this whole pandemic. His entire livelihood is to help cities recover from disasters and prepare them to move on after disaster, namely natural disasters, Hurricane Katrina and Sandy, right, and things like that. But he's been an incredible leader for us throughout all of this.
Give us that website one more time, Annie Coakley.
It is downtownevanston.org.
Nice to talk to you, Annie. Good luck to you guys for the rest of the summer and fall.
Thank you, John.